Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's our final segment with David Icke. We're only having him on for roughly a half hour. Your calls directly, I promise, call after call, coming up in the next segment. But David was getting into censorship, and it is the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, other groups that claim, they're fighting the Ku Klux Klan, and then next they're saying, by the way, you shouldn't criticize healthcare. You're a racist if you do. Or David Icke talks about expanding your consciousness. That's extreme right wingism. I mean, this is crazy. But they know exactly what they're doing, and they're now moving to restrict free speech, to bring in the fairness doctrine, and they are losing a lot of credibility, and the globalists more and more are scared. And that was the point I wanted to get into with you, Dave. We were talking during the last segment, and you agree with my view that there is an explosive awakening happening right now, and that's why they're trying to move to start curtailing the web taxes, web IDs, restrictions on speech all over the world. The globalists are in trouble.
When a human rights organization allegedly tells you that they've got to take your freedoms and freedom of speech away, well, actually, something's clearly blatantly wrong. They're a bunch of liars. They're a bunch of hypocrites. And we've got the Anti-Defamation League that claims to be a human rights organization standing up for people's rights and all the rest of it. Back in the 90s, it was exposed for having people working for it that were infiltrating what we would call today progressive groups, infiltrating Arab Americans, infiltrating Native Americans, and infiltrating Black Americans.
No, police stations and stealing files.
Passing information to the apartheid regime in South Africa about them and Mossad. This is the real Anti-Defamation League. This is the real Poverty Law Center. Absolute hypocrites. Garbage.
I interrupted you to throw in that the ADL was actually convicted in California, breaking into police departments, having spies, getting police files on politicians.
It's a Mossad front, Alex. It's a Mossad front in America, just like AIPAC is and just like the Simon Wiesenthal Center is. It's a Rothschild Zionist front. And it's amazing to me that people like Obama and all these moralizing people in the media and these moralizing politicians, these moralizing pseudo human rights people like Mark Potok, they can't get a microphone quick enough when something like this happens, an horrific event like this, but they are quite okay with mass murder by America and Britain governments and military of people in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, year after year after year. They're quite okay with American taxpayers' money being used for the ongoing systematic genocide against Palestinian people by the Israeli government. Yes, that's fine. They're not against violence. They're just using violence. Governments are violent. They are based on violence. Violence is happening now against people being foreclosed from their homes. Violence is being done now by the imposition of poverty upon people, real poverty, Mr. Potok, by the way, by the banks and all these other things that are going on.
Well, David, we're out of time, but I want you to recap, because that is on record, that the ADL and others were passing stuff through Israel to the apartheid regime that Israel just loved. That's the kind of stuff we're not supposed to talk about. Like when Jimmy Carter said that it's apartheid over there in the Middle East, everybody got so mad, but Israel worked with the apartheid regime, including on race-specific bioweapons.
Yeah, Israel is an apartheid regime every bit as much as South Africa was and every bit as much as America was in the time of the version of apartheid. And it's not only an apartheid state in Israel regarding Israelis and the Palestinians. It's an apartheid regime, even between different levels of Israelis and Jewish people. The way they treat black Jews from Ethiopia in Israel is little better than vermin.
David Icke, amazing. We're out of time.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation, specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure. There's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've had some real troopers that have been holding patiently. We're going to get into some financial news coming up at the bottom of the hour and a bunch of other important news I haven't gotten to yet, but I do want to hear from callers. There is, of course, a giant push going to restrict the First Amendment. The most brazen I've ever seen in the U.S. calls for the Fairness Doctrine. That's an Orwellian term. It's very unfair. No more free speech on talk radio or TV. Right as the FCC, you notice, announces jurisdiction over the Internet a month ago, right as the cybersecurity systems go online, right as Obama proposes Internet IDs tracking you. I mean, it's all happening. And big calls for gun registration, assault weapons bans, it's on. And if they keep having easily suggestible mind control wind-up zombies like this latest loon shooting Congress people, you know, the question is, will they start enacting laws against the Second Amendment as an attempt to protect themselves? And, of course, we wrote the story, Matt Ryan did, at InfoWars.com. It's also going up on PrisonPlanet.com. Liberal media was already prepared for violence in Tucson. Editor's note from Alex Jones. What we have here is a clear case of a self-fulfilling prophecy. The national and local media knew exactly what they were doing. They hyped to a pool on national and local television of 300 million Americans over and over again that a deranged Tea Partier is going to gun politicians down. Then a highly suggestible paranoid schizophrenic acts on the hype, and the media instantly blames the Tea Party. If they continue to hype this, it will cause more deranged copycats to act. And that's the issue. What did they do back in the 60s and 70s when we had some real terrorism in this country carried out by communists? Of course, I call it real. A lot of it was actually grassroots. Some of it was like Patty Hearst and others. Turned out she was FBI. That was all staged. But you ignore and don't play up real terror or real events. I mean, it's on the news and then that's it. And okay, let's not milk this. Now, though, when they stage an event, they hype it. Like I said last week, looks like these firecracker attacks were probably a grassroots loon in Maryland and the Homeland Security, the governor, Napolitano, both the governor of Maryland and Napolitano had Homeland Security. You know, notice they're playing that down. That's because generally real attacks from our research are played down. But when they have engineered something like the underwear bomber or that nutcase psychiatrist out at Fort Hood, which we know was engineered, that's hyped to the nines. So let's go back to your phone calls here. Chuck, Ed, Jonathan, Joey, Mike, and others. Chuck in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I think one of the biggest stories, I don't think I've heard you cover it today, is last night on Glenn Beck's show, he decided to say, he told us that 9/11 truthers are going to be dangerous. He put it at the top of the list. Then he turned around to say that I'm not saying they're dangerous, but obviously that's what this whole thing is going to come back to. I think tonight we'll see Obama talk about how it's a conspiracy thing. The left wing and the right wing will both turn away from blaming each other, and it's going to come back to trying to make this guy out to be a truther after.
No, I agree. In fact, that's what I've seen. Let's all come together because they couldn't blame Limbaugh and others successfully. Let's all come together against the truthers, because now one of his anonymous friends says that in passing he didn't believe the official story. Well, we have a New York Times Angus and Reid poll where 83% don't believe the official story. Other polls are 54, 55, 66. You know, they run the gamut. So they had an Australian poll where 76% when the poll closed believed inside job. So see, 9/11 people, they murder children. Meanwhile, the father and mother are saying, don't use this for political control. We don't like what the TSA is doing. Let's not have America lose more liberties like we did after 9/11. But I don't watch Glenn Beck. I did see him a few months ago because again, people tell us about us. We went and pulled it up on YouTube. Say the government is getting ready to stage a new Oklahoma City to blame domestic groups. And they've tried now, whether this was staged or not, to blame it on Palin and Limbaugh. And I've seen them try to blame it on Beck. And Fox News from Saturday, their tack was, oh, no, it's not the left wing or right wing. This guy was a conspiracy theorist before we heard the 9/11 stuff. So they've been desperately interviewing the hundreds of classmates from college. You know, was there 9/11? Was there 9/11? And Beck has always said, 9/11 truth is going to attack. I mean, I saw him years ago say we need to use the army against them. Why are they so scared of 9/11 truth? So Andrew Napolitano, his guest host, his fill-in host, and has the top-rated show on Business Network, he said he didn't buy the official story. Geraldo Rivera has now said that. I mean, it's just look at the facts. I got the cops saying, get back, we're going to blow up Building 7. The cops were told they were going to blow it up. They blow up a 47-story building. I can't ignore it. 6 of the 10 commissioners say it's a fraud. The evidence goes on and on and on and on. And Homeland Security admits 95% of the funding is for domestic groups, not Muslim-related. Even if you believe the Muslims did it all by themselves, which is ridiculous, it doesn't matter. Homeland Security is set up for the American people. And they've been gearing up for these domestic actions. And they've got mind control just via television down to such a science. They know there's X many violent paranoid schizophrenics in a population. They know there's X number on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that make them very, very suggestible. And they know they start hyping. Crosshairs are on you, Congresswoman Giffords. Is somebody going to kill you? I heard you're getting death threats. Are they going to kill you any time now? Meanwhile, this guy's making death threats and doesn't get in trouble. Meanwhile, his parents, now he's got a voodoo shrine in the backyard. He's dressed, you know, I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, look, the banks are imploding the economy. We're going into world government. They're taking our liberties. They're getting ready to start censoring free speech. And this stuff comes right on time. Is it don't let a good crisis go to waste, like Rahm Emanuel said? Look, I started making a film about Beck, this Trojan horse, and others have picked up on that term and are now making a Trojan horse film. I've seen a trailer for it. And I decided to make it instead just about the overall neocons and how they operate with the liberals and how the thing's all interlocking. And I get so busy doing other interviews and radio and TV, you notice I hardly even make films these days. I just do interview after interview and put them on PrisonPlanet.tv, which is also highly effective. I said I'd take your calls. I don't want to get off into Beck. I know that when the Joe Stack guy flew his plane into the building, reportedly, Beck was saying 9/11 truther. I mean, he really, really. When the people learn the government's a lie, when they learn there's all this fraud, people went after Hitler. People went after Ceausescu. People went after Stalin and Lenin. I mean, you know, that's going to happen. I'm not even saying it's good. But the issue here is we're in crazy times and stuff's going to get crazy. Ed in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
My battery's dying, so I'll be quick. First of all, I love your show, longtime listener. I had something happen to me a couple weeks, about a month ago. I recorded the show with Jesse Ventura, the prison, the FEMA camps. I went to play it back to my son-in-law, and it was off my DVR, which I own, legally recorded, never erased it. I called technical support at DirecTV. They told me, yes, they had the technology, but they would never erase it. Now I'm finding all these people have this erased.
Look, I'm not allowed to talk about it, but I was sent the internal documents with the order, with Time Warner threatening DVR companies, which all wire into your system, unless it's a satellite and you don't have the phone line plugged in. And yes, they are internally now not just ordering the Police State episode, but the company I was sent internal stuff on. But again, I can't show it because this is one of the lead people involved that sent it to us, but it's all the documents. They are ordering the entire show erased.
Okay, Alex, to keep up the good work, I love eFoods Direct. I had my first order a month ago. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. My phone's beeping. I'll hang up.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. It's gone from everybody noticing that show never re-aired and all the others did to now other shows not being re-aired or not aired as much as the other programs that aren't as hard-hitting. And now I've seen the direct order to delete last season and this season because they're re-airing last season, this season, and now they're not airing any of them as much, or they're taking a few ones that are seen as more kooky, like the mind control, that aren't as strong. I mean, folks, let me tell you, that night when that show aired, because I hadn't seen the whole episode, I'd seen pieces of it when I was out in California, I called Ventura and said, congratulations, I can't believe you got that on air. And he said, I can't believe it got on either. And I called Tyrell, I called Braverman, and Braverman was like, man, there's major pressure getting put on because I don't want to get into it with you now. And then I learned more from other people since then. And now, because the congressman shot his mouth off, Cohen, I know some of the behind the scenes, guys in suits breaking into things, things being stolen and threats. And Homeland Security went directly to Time Warner and they've just decided shut the whole thing down. So we kept wondering how this get on air. The decision in certain quarters were made, I'll let Ventura do it. You know, no one will believe it. It'll see, they know that people are waking up. So they know the market's so big. The establishment's answer is, okay, let them go ahead and talk about it. We have the power. They'll never wake up. But go ahead and cover it. And then the show got top ratings on Wednesday nights. So they moved it to Fridays, hoping it would hurt the ratings. That's the dead zone. Still got great ratings. And now they're just killing it. And I'll be surprised if the show comes back next year, or if it does, it's going to be, I don't think Ventura will do it, chupacabras and flying saucers. And I know Ventura is going to be like, I'm not doing it. No, I'm, you know, I've talked to him. You've heard him on air a few weeks ago. Last interview he did before he left the country in the winter to go surfing down in Mexico. And he just said, well, they don't want it on, Alex. If they don't want it on, that's the way it is. I did my best. So, I mean, I've done my best. But we put something real on TV, and you're not going to be seeing it anymore. Because this country isn't as free as we thought. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In Kansas. Thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air worldwide on 111 or 1111. So 111111. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, it's funny how this guy, Chip Berlay, attacks us and people in the truth movement. It's interesting. He cites the Southern Poverty Law Center, and he goes on to say that, oh, it's partly anti-Semitic, but the, and he's citing the Defamation Center or whatever, and they point out to Ayn Rand, who's Jewish, so which is it? Is it that they're with Ayn Rand, or that they're...
Yeah, but see, the psychology is even more sophisticated. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been caught not just infiltrating, but heading up Elohim City, where McVeigh was at, and others. And so what happens is they inject anti-Semitism that, oh, everything is anti-Semitism, to the point of people getting sick of hearing about it and then actually putting the idea into people's heads. And then Jews get persecuted, and then that makes Jews give even more money to the ADL, their Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL especially, that's their model. And so, again, it's basic psychology. And the globalists know psychology, that's why they're so hard to beat. But being aware of the tricks is how it operates. But basically, you don't like government health care, you don't like the private Federal Reserve, you don't like people trying to take your guns and private property, you are a Nazi. Or you hate black people. And it's just cold-bloodedly used as a political weapon. And then people politically correctly just go, okay, I'll do whatever you say. I'll keep my mouth shut. Please don't call me racist. But the good news is people are sick of hearing about it. They're tired of it. They see through it. And then the government goes out and funds the more radical white supremacist groups and others to make them look extremely crazy and dangerous so that there can then be calls for more restrictions on free speech. I mean, they figured this out. I mean, just like the government had Hal Turner running around calling for violence for more than a decade. And he was a protege along with Fox News host Sean Hannity. And it turned out he was the highest level national security asset. But really good points, Jonathan. Anything else?
Yes. Also, notice how Chip Burleigh, Amy Goodman keeps asking that it's asking him if he has evidence and keeps speculating, which is interesting considering that he's theorizing of a right-wing conspiracy while attacking conspiracy theorists.
Well, I mean, David Icke is anything but right-wing. I mean, he goes to Africa with medicine men and sits there in, like, long dances and rituals crying his eyes out. I mean, let me tell you, David Icke's effective because you believe all of what he says or 95% or none of it, but the guy is for real. He really believes what he's saying. Believe me, award-winning, Oscar-winning best actors can't, I mean, I've seen videos of Icke just bawling, you know, when he's, how much he loves the African people. And, you know, all the rest of it. I mean, if anything, he's a real bleeding heart. And they're calling him a far right-wing guy. It's asinine. I appreciate your call, Jonathan. Joey in Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right, I got a question here. I want your opinion on this. With the STLC coming out and blaming David Icke first, rather, with me, I would take you and him down first, like with Alex Jones and with David Icke. Why would they push him more under the bus first rather than yourself? Because the way I would look at it, like, I would go and attack you first before David Icke with him talking about the reptilian race and everything. And it's just really confusing, and you have to take a step back.
Well, I think that Potok was saying that because he could make a connection to Icke because the guy talked about conscious dreaming, which I guess Icke has talked about some, but so have a lot of other people. So I think that's why, and the guy talking about the individual against the world, which a lot of, you know, crazies have, not just people that are into liberty. And so they were trying to make whatever connections they could. I mean, I instantly, before the media even picked up on it, I said, didn't Palin put crosshairs on districts? And I tend to remember Arizona being one of the big ones. And sure, you know, we put that in an article. We said, will the media go with this? And sure enough, they were. By the time we got our article out, they were doing the same thing. But we were just looking at who would they blame. So it was whoever they could make tenuous connections to. This sheriff is in a lot of trouble because he had nothing to link Limbaugh. I mean, Limbaugh's pretty milquetoast. He's certainly not calling for violence. So it's just like Oklahoma City when they blame Limbaugh. I mean, they're basically blaming anybody and everybody they don't like.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, let's go through five calls in the next 5-6 minutes, and then I want to get into a bunch of financial and world news, and we'll go back into your phone calls. But Mike in Illinois, you're on the air worldwide. Good to talk to you.
Hi there, Alex. Good to talk to you. I just want to employ you and your audience to read the book of Jasher that was written by Samuel in the Bible and the book of Enoch. It ties right in to what's going on, the genetic modification, a half bear, half man by the 12...
Yeah, there is a lot of crazy stuff even in Ezekiel and in Genesis with the genetic mixing and humans being mixed by these weird people flying around in big ships. I mean, I challenge folks to go actually read the Bible for yourself. It's some pretty interesting stuff in it. But, you know, I really don't get into all of that. I just get into what I can absolutely document that's happening right now. You know, I tell the public for 20 years they've had part spider, part goat creatures, and I get letters all the time, and I'm a stinking liar. They won't search the term spider goats, or that they've got a mouse with a human brain, or that they've that we've got on our dinner table scores of different so-called plants that grow their own pesticides in them that we're eating and that attack our liver and cause all sorts of problems. And I can't get folks to admit what's real. you know, much less with speculation. Very interesting, Mike. Tom in Florida, you're on the air. Moving quick here. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was on Paxil for about a year in 99 and 2000, and I just want to tell you everything you're saying about the effects of that is 100% correct. It was crazy, Alex. I mean, literally the first month I was on this stuff, all I thought about doing was killing myself, like nonstop. And back in 99, Paxil was a relatively new drug, and I started getting these panic attacks, and I thought that I had something physically wrong with it.
And let me guess, the doctor, when you went and complained, the quasi-psychologist, isn't really a real doctor, said, don't worry, you need another drug on top of it.
Yeah, you'll love this. I went to all these doctors, like regular doctors. Finally, I went to an internist because I kept thinking, well, maybe I have food poisoning or something. They couldn't find anything wrong with me. So the internist goes, there's nothing wrong with you. Go see a psychiatrist. Right? So I go to the psychiatrist, and literally within 5 minutes of sitting down with this guy, he says, okay, what's wrong with you? So I list, tell him what's wrong with me. He goes, yeah, you have what's called panic disorder. And he says, I want to put you on Paxil. That's what you need. And back then, they weren't telling people that you had suicidal thoughts. All he said to me was, all right, you're going to feel worse for like a couple weeks, and then you'll kind of, it'll kick in, and then you'll start feeling better.
Yeah, but let's be clear. Let's be clear. I can't tell you how many times on a train or in a restaurant, I've been sitting there next to women mainly for some reason going, yeah, I'm really feeling suicidal and really depressed. And the woman will go, but, and usually it's some young woman with her mom or something, but they say now that I'm on three different ones, I'll feel better. I don't know, I wasn't like this before I went on it. And in the drug trials of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, massive suicides, massive killings. I mean, cops will tell you, every time they pull up and a woman's chopped their kid up, they go, yep, look in the medicine cabinet, they're going to be on it. I mean, the cops knew this 20-something years ago. It is a hallucinogen. They are in the hallucinogen family. And, yeah, you know, if you took LSD every day, most of the time you'd have a good trip, but other times you're going to go nuts and jump out a window or kill your kids. And that's what these are. And marijuana, I get these idiot emails going, why are you bashing marijuana all of a sudden? Look, I'm for decriminalization, but marijuana is a powerful drug, and it's great for most people that have anxiety or problems. But with schizophrenics, it will make them go into paranoid episodes. It's in the hallucinogen class. Okay, I've actually done the research. So it's not reefer madness for 99.9% of people. But for paranoid schizophrenics, they get dangerous on marijuana. It's a fact. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead. Well, you were making a point.
No, that's all right. I was just saying also that what the serotonin drugs do to you is they make your whole body feel like you're falling asleep and you're kind of floating away. All your like nerves become really tingly, and it's a terrible feeling. I mean, one day I woke up after a year, Alex, and I just said, I got to get off. This is awful. So
well, here's the deal. Do not go off cold turkey. That causes a lot of the shootings. You go off that stuff cold turkey, it is going to be bananas. You got to go off very slowly under physician's care. I want to tell everybody that. And that's what the physicians have said on this show. I'm not getting medical advice. If you go off this stuff, you got to be deadly, deadly, deadly serious about it, because sodium fluoride, as medical doctors have reported, is an adjuvant to serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and they magnify the effects of it. But how did you get off of it?
I just did it myself, man. I knew I had to get off it slowly. I knew that. So I just weaned myself over like a two-month period. I just gradually cut down. And
now,
finally,
you were wanting to commit suicide. Did you ever have to think about killing people?
I was thinking about that. I don't remember thinking that, but this is the weird thing, Alex. Yeah. You don't just think about generally killing yourself. You think about specific ways to do it. Like, I would walk down a street. I lived in New York City at the time, and you'd look at, like, a tall building, and you would think, I could go up there and just jump off the roof and end this right now.
Yeah, and what's happening is they're putting 10, 12, 13-year-olds, especially girls who are very suggestible, on these. They're committing suicide en masse, and they don't even tell the parents, hey, this makes you commit suicide. It's like, here you go. Bye-bye, little girl. Have a nice day. And I appreciate your call. Now, when I'm driving through traffic, and I'm going 65, and I see a panhandler on the corner, I think about, if I was to swerve, I'd kill that guy. Not because I'm thinking about I want to kill him. My brain's like, okay, there's a car pulling up at that stop sign. He could run it. Let me slow down a little bit in case they, you know, run that stop sign. Or I'm coming to a red light. Okay, that bum looks really drunk. That red light's probably going to change the green before I get there, but he may wander out in the road. I better get over in this other lane. But see, somebody who's put on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, it gets rid of impulse control. And so you're in a hallucinogenic dream state is the best way, is what it does. And so you're just like, oh, it's a dream. Well, I'll just, you know, run him over. And it's not that you're even wanting to be homicidal. It's that your brain's having those calculations. Okay, watch out. I can run over that bum. Okay, there's a truck coming there. You know, you got to have defensive driving. You know, I mean, the brain's taking it all in, you know, changing the radio. You know, here I'm scanning. And, I mean, you know, these women that kill their kids and husbands, predominantly here, it's like, I don't know. I just couldn't stop thinking about drowning my children. So I got them all dressed nicely and took them each one in and put them under the water. The 8-year-old, the 7-year-old, the 5-year-old, the 2-year-old. I just don't know, officers. I just, and you know, and they go look at the medicine cabinet. She's on 4 or 5. The average Texas foster child, it's the same nationwide, is on 7 psychotropics until they start having seizures. They're on so many. And then it's like, oh, we'll put you on an anti-seizure med. They've had some physicians go public about this. I mean, this is hardcore. All right, and you just know. The police said, we're going to arrest him if he doesn't go under psychiatric care in September, and they won't say if he's under psychiatric care. They always work while it's big news, keep it quiet. You know in a few months it's going to come out. I'm going to be here on the show with the article that guy was loaded up on stuff. I'll bet my bottom dollar he was on Ritalin-type drugs from the time he was about 10 because the school demanded it. School ordered me on Ritalin, and my dad said no way. He went in with literature about how it shrunk the size of the brain and all that, and they shut up, you know, because I was raising my hand a lot and stuff like that. Kind of like you get a little puppy and it's running around, you know, on the floor wanting to play with you. Do you drug a puppy because they're doing that? No. It's what young mammals do. See, I said I'd take a lot of calls, and I'm not taking a lot of calls, am I? Who's up next here, John? Tony in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, man?
Oh, pretty good.
I wanted to share with you, I'm a former Bright House Networks employee, and I had actually called you when they were training us on how to listen to the phone calls and tell whether the customers were arguing and to document things like that. And a buddy of mine, I no longer work with the company. For some reason, about a month after I called you, I was let go from my job at Bright House. But two friends of mine who have Bright House both had the Jesse Ventura episodes taken off their DVR. And when they told me about it, I thought they were absolutely nuts because as someone who worked there, we were taught that we can't do that. And when I went over my one friend's house and I searched on his DVR log, there's a place that you can go to see when something is removed and when something's put on, no matter why it's removed, whether it's full or whether you just take it off. And the show did not even list that it was ever even recorded or taken off. And that just shocked the crap out of me because I had watched it on his DVR, and I said, surely the DVR was just full, and that's why it came off.
No, no. And listen, it's still on YouTube, though they're jerking it down off certain sites, the Police State episode. You know, there's only, like, on one version, 120,000, another 80,000, another 50,000. I mean, there's not even 500,000 views of the Police State episode. I'm here on a syndicated show telling people, folks, you better watch it. You better get it. I mean, we're not making up that Homeland Security threatened through TV to remove it. And then there was an attempt to cover that up until Ventura went public. And then now they're threatening all these different DVR companies. There's litigation going on or starting behind the scenes where some companies go, we have a contract that we're allowed to have that on people's things. And I mean, this is a big news issue that they're now using DVRs to remote erase things. We wrote articles about it weeks ago. No mainstream news, no nothing. But decades, over a decade after I was first told this, operators, cable people, telephone company folks, private plumbers with any big company. Large parts of the profit of those companies is the tattletale money. I saw 60 Minutes years ago about a guy. He sued for discrimination. A black guy owned a arborist company, and he would fly to Houston and other cities to go see the trees he was buying. Then they're shipped by 18-wheeler. And one place liked cash, so he got a discount. And the woman behind the counter saw that he paid for the ticket with cash and stuff. This was like in the late 90s. And had the air marshal steal his money and take it. And they ruled, you know, we can take your money. Doesn't matter if you got receipts or you're buying trees. And the point is, there's spies everywhere. And, you know, I had a guy from the carpet company call the police on me years ago, and or try to when he got back, and they said, no, you're allowed to have guns in Texas. He's in my house, he sees a gun, and tries to call the cops. I mean, this is mental illness. And, yeah, the cable guy's spying on you, and it's so creepy when you got to have work people from big companies in your house, and they walk in, they ask questions, and you're sitting there trying to read a newspaper or play with blocks with your kids on the floor, and they'll try to act like they're being friendly talking to you, but you know the questions and the order. It's just like, come on, man. Just I'm here to pay you money. The cops can't get in here without a warrant, but you're in here spying on me. And I don't even do that. But then I made the mistake of, you know, telling the Enterprise rent-a-car lady that, and she went ahead and double-charged me just to show she was boss. I mean, it's just a culture wanting to get taken to hell, wanting to be robbed by government. I mean, so many Americans love tyranny. And don't worry, they're going to get everything they want. So they're at Bright House Networks. Were you based out of Florida, or where were you based out of?
I was based out of DeLand, Florida, and we were actually trained to, because I was not someone who went to out of house. I was a telephone representative. Our whole call center was trained to listen to calls while we're on the phone. If we heard a baby crying in the background, to start asking probing questions on if everything's okay, what might be going on. Were the parents sounding stressed out? Were they yelling at their kid?
No, I know. Listen. I'll be out over the years. I've got three children at parks, and it's always women. And they'll walk over and they'll go, "What happened to you? What?" My son has a birthmark on the side of his head, and they always ignore you. They go, "What happened to you? What, you know? You know, what happened to you? What happened to you? Was somebody mean to you?" I had a dog that got out and got hit by a car. They'd always come over to the dog. "Do you have a sticker in your foot? Is he mean?" And I was in a hotel over vacation, and the CPS-looking woman is on the elevator, and one of my daughters barely was sun-kissed on her legs, had a, you know, just a little bit of a pink, which is healthy and good. And the woman's like, "How did you get burned, sweetheart? Is your daddy abusing you?" And I knew not to respond. That's what made her mad. She was just looking at me, just going, shh. I mean, they love the power of the state. They hate the family. They are just criminals. And they're just everywhere. An army of control freak trash is now upon us. We are in so much trouble. And now the uniforms, the weapons, the power, the camps, and they're just being given the power unto them. And they're calling CPS on parents that don't give their kids vaccines. No law, they'll still take your kids. They're calling the police when neighbors see an old man putting a rifle in their car to go hunting. They're calling the cops. In the country, they're calling the cops. It's just a nation begging to be hurt, begging to be spies, begging. And so, yeah, there you are. Is something wrong with that with your child? And you see this everywhere now. And it's just, and it's like, no, nothing's wrong with my child, but DynCorp runs child kidnapping rings, you little spy. You know, a person, you know, why don't you deal with some real crimes, or the million dead Iraqis, or Israel radiating 110,000 of their kids? And, or, yeah, let me tell you about some crimes. Our government shooting up kids in Guatemala with syphilis. Yeah, or GMO crops hurting people, or the tenfold increase in seizures from the last flu shot. Admitted. See, it's all about making us bad and Walmart telescreens and tattle on everyone. We need to face just how bad this is. So, tell us just a little bit more about all the spying that went on.
Well, I mean, that was basically it, Alex. We were told to listen in on conversations. When I brought that up to my supervisor that it seemed weird, I was kind of really shut down. The next day, you had the report on your website about Bright House, and then I called you. And then a month later, I was brought into my manager's office and let go. And I was, and that's for really no reason. So, and I don't.
Well,
think
that's because
that
they're partners. Well, no, they're partners in infrastructure protection, and they were given that little tip. And the computers were listening to everything. Just, you know, that's freedom. Although we got a little tip, you're not liking it, and you like the cold radio shows. Bye bye. Listen, I appreciate your call. We're gonna get into some financial news now in this segment. And the next. But, I mean, that's not freedom, folks. Every creepy company out there is looking for trouble. Meanwhile, there's illegal aliens, crack dealers on the street corner. Oh, don't call the police on them, but spy on everyone else to pack these giant prisons. The government report on drugs while they're on record shipping most of the drugs in. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. He hadn't been on in a couple of weeks with us. Sarkozy calling for world government, wants the G20, a new monetary system. They're worried about food prices and oil prices and other commodities going up because of dollar devaluation. The world's now moving to the Chinese currency in their bonds. Ted Anderson, what is going on right now with the economy? While we've been busy watching the fruitcake Grim Reaper shooter, a lot's been happening.
Yeah, it sure has. I mean, Portugal is imploding right now. Looks like they're going to be forced to look for bailout like Greece did. I mean, with the IMF and the EU.
Well, that's the plan. The EU was set up to bring all these countries into receivership.
It is. And the interest rates are rising on their bonds. They can't get them sold. It's just one more European country that's just collapsing into this new world order. You know what shudders me to think is what's going to happen when the United States bonds are doing the same and we're collapsing into this world government, this world banking system.
Yeah, well, we're lined up to come later. I mean, we had Tarpley and others on 2-3 years ago telling us what country in what order. It'd be Greece, and then it'd be Ireland, and then it'd be Portugal, and I'd get emails like, you know, well, Ireland's doing great. Yeah, until they went in the EU. It was all set up. It's not a bailout. It's a robout. We'll be right back, Ted. Stay with us.
They helped to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
All right, it's final segment retransmission with David Icke coming up at Infowars.com. And we'll continue with phone calls and a lot of very informative special guests. In the next few days, a lot of big guests coming up next week as well. I want to get Ron Paul on to respond to the shooting and all the things that are happening and going on, maybe even Rand Paul. But Going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, according to MSNBC and Democracy Now, if you criticize Federal Reserve monetary policy, you're going to cause people to shoot congresswomen in the head, and you're a racist. So why don't you just shut up about what the Federal Reserve's done? And maybe I should just shut up, and because that's the American way. And maybe we should just thank the Federal Reserve for all they're doing.
Well, I think, Alex, they already have you and I on their blacklist. I don't think there's a whole lot we can do about it anymore. And you know what? It befuddles me to think that the people would buy such nonsense.
No, it's wrong to criticize tyranny. It's good they're training the entire population to spy for any reason, to take people's children and harass everyone. And this is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
I totally trust the government that's been caught thousands of times murdering citizens in secret experiments. These are nice people. We shouldn't talk bad about them. That might cause folks to actually say no to tyranny. Ted, I wanted to get you on because they're announcing another big shakeup. The world is moving away from the dollar a lot faster. And gold and silver has shot back up. Every time they drive it down, it shoots back up. You've been able to secure a lot of gold and silver at extremely low prices when it was lower, and again, pass on the lower price now, even though it's gone up. And that's why these radio specials are deals that I can't find anywhere else. I mean, these are really good deals. Tell folks about today's special gold and silver offers.
Yeah, sure. Right now, I mean, that Endgame video is going to explain what goes on in the economy and what's happening out there. I would suggest that people get that. Easiest way to get it, the Endgame Bomb of Deception. Follow the Republic, all three of them put together. We'll put three silver dollars in there with it. We ship it for $97. I don't think you can beat that anywhere. But just, you know, basically all around what's going on, with silver prices going up, we just lowered our prices on that survival bag of silver. And that's what I'm suggesting that people pick up too. I realize we sell it at 1,000 dimes or $100 face value. And currently our price is $2,164. I dropped that price $100 and silver just went up, from $27 to $29.
And to be clear, Ted, though, with the silver, the three silver dollars, three films and shipping for $97, that is roughly $160 value for $97. I mean, you're getting the films and the shipping basically for free. That is an insane deal. I mean, that's a great deal if it was three silver dollars for that price, much less films and the shipping. I mean, when you just add the free shipping that normally would be like, you know, $5 to $10 on three coins, because you've got to send it where it's registered so it's protected, that's below spot right there when you take out the shipping. And then you get three free films, my three hottest films on top of it. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You got a lot of other specials. What are your silver half dollars going for right now?
Yeah, presently right now the silver half dollars are at $14.03. And like I said, the survival bag of dimes, presently right now $2,164. That's for 1,000 face. Alex, that means that dimes are 21 times as much as it was back when they were a real dime in 1964.
Hate speech. Do not tell people about devaluation. Hate. Hate. This man is being racist.
Yeah, I guess so, man. I'll have to continue to be that way because
people need the
truth.
Oh, my gosh. He's talking about, you know, he told people buying silver when it was $5 an ounce. Now it's up at $30. He's evil. I mean, what else can I say? Evil, evil, evil. Don't buy it. 800-686-2237. You got a bunch of good deals on gold as well, whether it's quarter ounce, sovereigns, fifth ounce, francs. You got them all. Folks, you just say radio special to get the lowest prices. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you, my friend. Great job to the crew and everybody else. Retransmission starts now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.